Gavin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being fired for a tweet. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, kids. On the show, we'll answer a fan cyber security question. A movie featuring a white actor playing Michael Jackson is pulled before it ever debuts. A Saturday Night Live writer has a tweet about the president's son and is fired. And a woman drives her car into a river while drunk. So we'll talk about that and we'll talk to her. But first, something we do every year. It's a little late in the month for us this year. Mm-hmm. But I did not forget. The Lake Superior list of banned words. That's where they get all these words that people write in and they feel have just been used to death.
Yeah.
Always a favorite segment.
Yeah, I love these.
So we'll go through some of them, and then we incorporated some of these words into letters to President Obama or President Trump. We try to incorporate them. You know, heartfelt letters.
Yes.
Inspirational, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
I like how Joe's like studying it like he's like it's a trigonometry test in 5 minutes, and he's got to brush up.
It's like there's about to be a quiz.
Joe's got a serious face on. And I know it's not like he's even listening intently to an important topic, because we haven't even gotten there yet, and that's not even this segment, but he's got a serious face on.
It's just been a long day, and the Lake Superior words, as you folks will see, it's a very interesting list.
I'm looking
forward to hearing all the words and getting the explanations.
I like supportive Joe.
I'm sorry for even though I might be staring intently. I'm sorry for having exuberance on this segment.
That's your exuberance face.
Well, yes,
that
it
might
is.
Explain some of the difficulties with you and the missus.
Well, if I had enough room, I'd do a cartwheel. But I'm sorry, I don't.
Go over there. There's room. Would you like me to lay down the yoga mat? Let me get the camera ready. I would love to see that. I would love to see you attempt a cartwheel.
Actually, I want to see that on YouTube. I would like to see that.
All right, Joe. Now you've given yourself another job. Good for you. All right. Let's do these. You, sir. No, that's the phrase.
I'll throw them off.
This hails from a more civilized era when duels were the likely outcome of disagreements. Today we suffer online trolls and internet shaming. You, sir, are a troll who overuses memes.
Good day, sir.
I said good day.
I like you, sir.
I don't really see you, sir. I wish we saw you, sir, more.
I would like to see more of that.
Yeah, I never saw that when you write somebody. And you and I are always getting into debates with people on social media. I've never said you, sir. You can laugh that.
I know, you would.
Well, you Sir Galahan, stupid? What are you talking
about? Most of the time we're debating creeps, so you don't want to give them, sir. Although I did say on one of the, good day, sir. I did use that one
almost
yesterday.
Almost the same thing. Yeah. But it's a closing.
Yeah.
I said good day. Good
yeah,
day,
but sir. I like that. It's sort of like debating on PBS. Really
yes,
like
you, sir.
Yes, because Facebook is just like PBS.
Oh, of course it is. Not.
This threat has been paid for by morons.
And the number three.
Yes, and the number three. All right, so we agree we can keep you, sir.
I like you, sir.
I like
you. A little class to the joint.
Yeah.
We can certainly use that online.
Yeah, we can class up our arguments.
Sure.
I like that.
We all agree. You, sir, is kept.
Yes.
Focus! I don't think they're talking about the car. Good word, but overused when concentrate or look at would work fine. Since 1983's banishment of We Must Focus Our Attention. I like focus.
I feel focus should stay. Focus, I think, has a more more value. Focus. It sounds more intense, you know.
Yeah, just shorter.
I don't understand.
If I'm in the middle of yelling at you, I don't have time for multiple syllables. Two is the most I can give you.
Yeah. Mira!
What?
Focus.
Look.
Look.
Oh, Mira.
Mira.
Yeah, you know what? You know, words like
focus.
That, you need to get deported. Look. Yeah, part of the problem.
You want the landscaping to look just so.
I don't understand what the problem is with focus.
The problem is Joe.
That's what we'll focus
Although
on.
Joe
this
would
evening.
Argue we're the problems. But yeah. So far we want to keep both these words.
Yeah.
All right.
Disagreeing with Lake Superior.
Yeah. How dare we?
How dare we? You, sir.
Bête noir. I don't know. Did I read that right?
Bête noir. Yes.
Bête noir. After consulting a listing of synonyms, we gather this is to be a bugbear. A bugbear is a word I never heard before.
Really? That's old. That's old fashioned. That's older than you.
A bugbear? I never heard that.
Really?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's old.
Want to do the Charleston first?
As soon as you finish up with your cartwheel.
It's old time.
Yeah, we got a variety show going on tonight.
Cartwheel, I can't even get up.
That's why I want to see you do it. You'll pull a hamstring as you walk on over there.
Well, then why bother doing it if we know the outcome?
Because you're going to pull a hamstring.
That's what we want to see.
Exactly. We know the outcome. We just want to laugh at it.
They have ailments to entertain the two of the likes of two of you.
We're bad people, yes.
Yes, focus. You, sir, will be a cripple, and we look forward to seeing it.
You are our favorite bête noir.
Yeah. Yes, you're our favorite bête noir. Oh, he knows French.
That's French.
I've heard of bugbear, but I have not heard of bugboo. Which is
a bugbear, a pet peeve, a pain or pest. A
bugbear.
All right, you know.
From what I'm seeing, you got a new French name.
Your phone's is becoming my little bête noir. I don't know. Do we need to get rid of it? It's a highfalutin way of saying annoying.
Well, it means black or dark beast, and I love that. It's really evocative.
And they love you. Look at that butt.
It has nothing to do with dating habits.
I thought that's what it did.
Not that kind of dark beast. But I think it's a really evocative way of saying, a much more colorful way of saying it's a pain than just like, oh, it's a pet peeve.
If you can pronounce it.
My bête noir.
I guess we could keep bête noir.
I love it.
Bête noir? Bête noir?
Yes.
Well, you can't keep it, but we will.
Dark beast.
You know what you are. Town hall meeting. Candidates sell, or as we call it, a pickle meeting. Candidates seldom debate in town halls anymore.
Funny. Funny.
Joe, we'd like to invite you to a town hall meeting.
Oh, no.
It's a good diner. It's closed.
And it's open again. New one. Anyway.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Of course you did. One eye over it as you drive by.
Ride down 17, you know.
Town hall meeting. Candidates seldom debate in town halls anymore. More like VFWs. Mm. Needs to be shown the door along with soccer moms and Joe's six-pack, which was banned in 1990. No, I like it because you know exactly what it is. You know, you know somebody's going to be is going to take questions from the audience.
Yeah,
to me, it's perfect. I mean, it's a more succinct way of saying we're going to grill you, but we're gonna pick who gets to grill you.
Yeah,
and you're probably going to know what we're going to ask before we grill you, but we're still going to kind of grill you.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Yeah, Joe,
I say you should be retired. But the simple fees, you know, because they are mentioning Soccer Mom and Joe Six Packs, which are from, you know, what, 10, 15 years ago?
So I know that's new for you.
But I feel personally it should be retired.
I get what they're saying. It doesn't really describe what it is, but we all know what it is.
Yeah. I think that's a nice cut to the chase way of explaining it, what the situation is. Well, I like it.
Post-truth. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. To paraphrase the late Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan, we are entitled to our own opinions, but not to our own facts. Yeah, you know what? I could be done with post-truth because I'm livid that this is even a thing. There is no post-truth!
I have never heard the phrase post-truth.
Oh, you're living it, baby.
Am I?
Were you here for the campaign?
But I don't remember ever hearing that phrase.
Well, now they're called alternative facts. Thank you, Kellyanne.
Oh, God. Oh,
God. I like how we're making up a bunch of synonyms for BS. If you ask me, retire them all and keep BS. It's two letters and we all know what it is.
Oh, no.
We see it coming a mile away.
No, there are certain things that you need lots and lots of different words for. The Eskimos need lots of words for different kinds of snow. We'll have lots of words for being drunk, boinking, throwing up, and telling and BS. We need lots of synonyms.
Because we love to dance around all those things.
We like to talk about these things.
Yeah, which is more BS.
No, it's nice to have lots of synonyms to use.
So you want to keep it?
No. No, I hate post-truth.
So you want to get rid of it?
I want to get rid of it.
I want to keep it.
Of course you do. Somebody's making a career of it as we speak. Why do you want to keep it?
I think the way things have been and the way, you know, and the hostility with the media and everybody. And I noticed today that everybody is, and it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Like if there's somebody in argument, somebody's always running to Snopes or something there to
fact. Research. Ugh.
But that's what I'm saying. Everybody's so ready to get Snopes and all these facts together and to counter to counter what somebody else is saying, that post-truth, I still think, has some traction to it.
Yeah, but I, my point is I wish we didn't have to deal with post-truth.
No, it's not a perfect world. If we're dealing with something, you know, and it's a, still a word that we could use, it's not a perfect world. And if it's what's going on, I think the word should stay.
I think next year alternative facts is going to be on there.
Yes.
It sounds funnier.
Well, to me it sounds funnier.
It's brilliant BS.
I just don't like the sound of post-truth. It's even difficult to say.
Yeah, I don't
alternative
like
facts. It's facts without a punchline. So comics out there are laughing.
Guesstimate. When we guess and estimate are never enough. I use guesstimate.
So do I.
It's a quick say. It's a quick way of saying, you know what, I really don't know.
Yeah, it really, but if you insist on nailing me down, I'm giving you a guess.
I'm going to give you the illusion of knowledge.
I'm going to give the illusion of a fact.
Yeah.
I have to do this at work all the time. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, I'm giving you a guesstimate. Because you insist on me giving you some fact that I don't have in my possession, and I can't until a certain part of the year.
I mean, so really, you could say estimate. Really, you could say estimate.
Yes, and I've done that, too.
But guesstimate goes, I wouldn't even call this an estimate. That's how unsure this is.
It really backs away from holding me to this.
Listen, clearly you don't want facts, but you want something.
You insist on something, to walk away with something. Maybe you have a boss that you have to give a number to.
Yes.
So tell them this is my rough guesstimate. I back away from
ballpark
owning
figure.
It. Oh yeah, yeah.
Joe,
I want the word retired. I don't like the word. It takes credence even if you say estimate against off yourself. They will my guesstimate. Well, if you're going to put yourself out there, you use the word estimate.
You've never used guesstimate.
I don't like using the word. No. If I'm in a position where I have to be in that position, when I'm getting questioned by the, you know, somebody, you know, boss, whatever like that, I want to say my estimate is, you know, or my rough estimate is. Guesstimate sounds like I really am not an authority, or I don't want to appear, or actually more, don't want to assume authority on what I was asked. And sometimes you're in positions where you have to assume an authority and assume some intelligence
my
towards the situation.
Is there is either 300,000 or 1.5 million people at Donald Trump's inauguration. That's my best guesstimate.
Well, that whole thing. What's the, what are they, were they doing a door deal that day?
No, you cannot use a Groupon. This does not go towards scale.
God, it reminds me when I was working the clicker at the club with the band. Yeah.
Excuse me. Well, that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, is this $200? We had 300 people here. Well, no, man. This is what.
This is I got the clicker.
Yeah.
No. This little girl does not count as a person. She is 7. She must be 12.
Oh, you handle the money at the end of the show. Sure. All right. Yes.
We've all been in this situation.
Yes.
So Joe doesn't want guesstimate. Pip and I do want guesstimate.
Yeah.
I most certainly do not. No.
831, a texting encryption, I love you. See, that used to be 143. I've used 143 because I is one letter, four.
Oh, okay.
I love you. 8 letters, 3 words, 1 meaning. Never encrypt or abbreviate one's love. You know, this is for the kids.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know. I have never used that. I never heard of it. It is for much younger than me.
Just get out of your corner. I'm fine. I'm choking on a peanut. Things Melania said. Anyway.
For the lose.
I had a peanut upstairs. Oh, that's unfortunate. We're going to have to move along. 8.
A bunch of jackasses.
Guess we misguesstimated.
Now that's where that would fit.
See, now I changed your opinion.
Well, now that we're looking at the time.
All right, you know what? We're going to have to blow off another segment, but we'll go on for a little bit longer. So 831, we can't relate.
I have no idea.
No, I think it's if you love somebody, you tell them you love them. Don't say, what are you, a cop?
This is a code 831 situation.
Yeah, code 831. Brought candy and flowers,
10-4.
All right. Historic. Thrown around far too much. What's considered as such is best left to historians rather than contemporary media. I can get rid of historic. It is thrown around too much.
I didn't notice that it had been.
Yeah, everything's historic. This is a historic campaign. Is it? No, it's just America's dysfunction being Americans.
No, it's sort of like, you know, the mother of all. That was one year. That was yeah. the thing that we got
It's a
rid
historic
of.
Snowfall. Is it?
We're always looking for some kind of hyperbole. And yeah. this is the latest one that we're sick of already.
Joe?
I say retire it, too, because basically if it's thrown around too much, it takes sort of the emphasis off of the word.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So the format for this show has been screwed. But we're going to continue with this list because we're having fun. So there's going to be more of this coming up. And other than that, I really don't know.
Yeah.
We're back. We're going to continue with our list of Lake Superior words that have been banned. We're having a good time with it. We're blowing the format, kids.
Woo!
After gospel, listen to banned words. That's what I always say. Manicured, as in a manicured lawn. Golf greens are the closest grass comes to being manicured. You know what I could do without manicured? It's a little highfalutin for me.
It doesn't bother me. I actually saw an old man that used to almost do this.
Yeah, an old Italian man who was with a very small lawn.
You've seen him.
Of course.
Yes.
I could do without manicured.
Doesn't bother me.
I like the word. I like it.
Do you?
A nice manicured lawn. Let me tell you something. I cut the lawn, spend four hours out there, get done, walk around. Everything looks nice. Nice manicured. It's mm-hmm. nice and manicured.
Listen, unless an Asian lady approves of it, it's not manicured.
You sit in a ride a tractor for 3 hours, you know, and then rake and do that. Manicured.
Keeps you out of the house, doesn't it?
What are you saying? Pulling out the weeds with chopsticks? What are you talking about? Like
no,
manicure?
Manicure, just, you know, it looks nice.
It looks nice. It looks perfect.
Manicure.
Echo chamber.
Hence what we were just doing.
Lather, rinse, and repeat. After a while, everything sounds the same. Yeah, I could keep echo chamber. To me, it's akin to bubble. I'll keep them both. People just listening to people that agree with them.
Manicured. Manicured.
Yeah, I see what you did there. Echo chamber. I say keep it.
I don't like echo chamber.
Of course you don't.
No, I don't like it.
Because all the people you talk to don't like it.
No, it just reminds me of an old piece of musical equipment. The echo chamber used to big black box used to have the tape in there that used to always have to replace the tape.
Unnecessary shot. Echo chamber. Yeah. When Joe shows up to headline. I said it was an unnecessary shot.
Yes, you
and
did.
And I pretended Joe headlines.
You're pretty qualified.
So I kind of...
manicured. What the room looks nice like when Davin headline because nobody's in there.
No. Nice try. Anyway, what do you think?
It doesn't actually bother me. I mean, I'm not bothered by the old echo chamber that was used in music, and I'm not bothered by the word to explain. It's a good way to explain how people are just bouncing back and saying the same thing to each other. I agree with you, and you agree with me. I agree with you.
On fleek, anything that is on point, perfectly executed, or looking good, needs to return to its genesis, perfectly groomed eyebrows. No, I get rid of on fleek.
Get rid of it.
Stupid word.
Said the oldies.
Stupid, yes.
We all agree.
We're all like, ah.
We have nothing for fleek. Bigly.
Ugh.
Did the candidate say big league or utter his 19th century word, which means in a swelling, blustering manner? Who cares? Kick it out of the echo chamber. Bigly's such an ugly word.
It sounds dumb.
It sounds dumb.
I love it.
Of course you do.
I love the
Why
word.
Why do you love it?
Because it's just bigly. We're doing it bigly. So that gives it kind of fun that we're going to do this project. We're going to do it bigly.
Yeah, no.
Ghost, to abruptly end communication, especially on social media. It is rejection. Is it rejection angst, or is this word really as overused as word banishment nominators contend? Ghost. I could get rid of ghost.
I think it's a very strange way of saying that, you know, you're just leaving somebody abruptly. I don't need it.
Joe?
I like it. I think it should stay.
Dad bod, the flabby opposite of a chiseled-bodied male ideal, should not empower dads to pursue a sedentary lifestyle. I like dad bod. We know exactly what we're talking about.
Every time we look in the mirror, yeah.
I don't really like it. It's so denigrating. It's like...
Have you seen us?
yeah, really. You know what?
We did it to ourselves.
Yeah, we did it to ourselves, believe me.
Nobody's denigrated us more than we have.
I think we should, unless we lose 20 to 30 pounds, dad bod stays.
That's a little much.
To me, it's a lot like mom jeans. It's like, I mean, I know that style is out of favor, but it's like, do you have to always beat people up for being middle-aged? Do you have to?
Yeah. All right. Listicle, numbered or bolted listed list created primarily to generate views on a web word. All right. No, I don't like it. It sounds dirty.
does.
It sounds dirty, like it's just dangling there.
Yeah, if something's kind of hanging on the other side.
Yeah, I don't need a listicle. Neuter it. No.
No, I don't like that either. It sounds like something that should be excised.
Of course, you would think that, you hippie woman, you.
Man. Man!
You marcher. Anyway, listicle Joe, yes, no?
Listicle has to go.
Get your dandruff up. The committee's not sure why. They don't know what it is either. No. I don't know what it is.
No.
Unless I'm doing a Tegrin commercial.
No, I've never heard of this.
That's stupid. It's stupid. Get your dandruff. The old saying was get your dander up.
Yeah.
All right? And that should stay. Get your dandruff up. It's ridiculous.
Dumb.
Selfie drone. In what could be an ominous development, the selfie, an irritating habit of constantly photographing and posting oneself to social media, is being handed off to a flying camera. Yeah, listen, I don't like the concept of it.
No.
No.
No, it's like, get enough of yourself already.
I can't. I'm delightful. Joe?
I like it.
Why?
Because drones sounds good. Drones are cool.
I didn't say get rid of drones. I said get rid of selfie drones.
The word, selfie drone sounds cool.
Frankenfruit.
Love it.
Another food group co-opted by Frankenfruit, not to be confused with other forms of genetically modified language. I like Frankenfruit.
I like Frankenfruit as well.
I do,
a little
too.
Scary. Last word, then we'll come back and we'll use our words. Disruption, but this show is. Nominators are exhausted from 2016's disruption. When humanity looks back on zombie buzzwords, they will see disruption bumping into overused synonyms for a change. I could get rid of it. It doesn't explain what's going on enough.
No, it doesn't.
No, this is more than a disruption.
Yeah, we can get rid
of it. It's historic. So we all say get rid of it?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, we'll use these words when we come back. We're back. We just went through the Lake Superior list of banished words. What we like to do every year is we like to take these words that have annoyed so many people and annoy you one more time. We like to incorporate them. We've done songs in the past and poems and stories. This year, since it's been such a partisan election campaign type of year, we decided to each write a letter using our own group of words to the president of our choice, whether it be President Obama or President Trump. So Pip is going to start us off.
And annoy some more people.
I just said that.
Dear President Obama, as you look out over the manicured golf course of your dreams, not one of the Trump courses, obviously, I hope that you reflect on your historic presidency and feel proud of your work. Even though the GOP fought bigly to negate every possible thing that you worked towards, your dignity remained on fleek at all times. Politics in this country has become two different echo chambers bouncing off of each other, with no one learning anything from the other side. Even though much of your hard-won effects are being destroyed within the first few days of the new presidency, I still appreciate the tone you set, the things that were worked towards, and, well, 831, man. I mean, Mr. President.
Very good. Joe?
You, sir, to Obama. Mr. Obama, you, sir, are the reason this country is so divided by not standing by the police, inviting tax evaders to the White House, cutting deals that have worked against us, powdering the tush of groups protesting for misguided reasons. Good day, sir.
Well, that was brief.
That was brief.
Dear President Trump, let me offer you some unsolicited advice. I was going to make this into a listicle, but I wanted to keep this between us. Let's hope there are no leaks and it stays that way. For the sake of your presidency, I suggest you ghost your Twitter account. I am also concerned about your weight. What started out as a dad bod has become a granddad bod. If this keeps up, I'm afraid you will eat yourself into a President Taft bod.
New bathtub.
History. I know there's a good chance this will get your dandruff up, but I'm counting on the fact that you don't have real human hair to not allow that to happen. Also, I understand your love of pictures. That picture with you in the Taco Bell was a classic. So well put together and vibrant looking. And you looked okay, too. However, I must insist that you refrain from taking a picture with a selfie drone. We both know your relationship with our intelligence community has been shaky at best. I would hate for them to think the drone was a threat and accidentally miss and go Dallas JFK on you.
Oh, wow.
I know some have called you Cheeto Jesus, but to me you will always be a combination of an orange and a pumpkin blended together with a whole lot of hot air. Our own presidential Frankenfruit. I hope this letter was not too much of a disruption of your day. However, a wise man once said about you, I have a very good brain. Come to think about it, that sentence stinks. And it was you saying it about you. You know what? Do me a favor. Ask Kellyanne to read this to you and polish it up. Nobody can polish a turd like Kellyanne, and that is not an alternative fact. Sincerely, one of your loyal subjects. All right, we'll be back with more show. Don't go anywhere. All right, some headlines this week. Why not? NBC writer was suspended for a tweet. So here's what happened. On the day of the inauguration, Saturday Night Live writer Katie Rich tweeted that Barron, who is Donald Trump's 10-year-old son, Barron will be the country's first homeschool shooter. I mean, it's a race to the top, I guess.
Wow.
Imagine that. He excels. Just another example of a Trump accelerating, being the best he could be.
At something awful? That's terrible.
Well, I didn't want to say that. I was focusing on the positive. You're great. A negative Nelly. But anyway, Barron will be the country's first homeschool shooter. It immediately triggered a flood of angry tweets. Rich, an improv comedian who has written for NBC Saturday Night Live since December 2013 when she was hired to work on Weekend Update, deleted her account after the backlash. Nearly 79,000 people signed a change.org petition for her to be fired. Rich has been suspended indefinitely from Saturday Night Live in the wake of the tweet, according to a person familiar with the situation. Monday afternoon, Rich restored her Twitter account and tweeted an apology, though all of her tweets have been deleted. I sincerely apologize for the insensitive tweet. I deeply regret my actions. Baba Walpus.
Thanks, Mr. Fudd.
It's firing season. I deeply regret my actions and offensive words. It was inexcusable, and I'm so sorry, she wrote. All right, now
that's not Davin reading the story. No. That's just him apologizing to me.
Before we get into it, I want to give some context, some background context.
Yes.
To this. Let's see. So on December 5th, 1992, on the Wayne's World sketch, remember that?
No.
I remember Wayne's World.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I remember Wayne's World.
The characters Wayne and Garth, portrayed by Mike Myers and Dana Carvey, made fun of Chelsea Clinton, daughter of President-elect Bill Clinton, mm-hmm. when noted that while adolescent has been thus far unkind to the then 12-year-old, Garth opined that she could turn into a babe in waiting. First Lady Hillary Clinton was publicly critical of the jokes, and they were subsequently edited out of all repeats and syndication broadcasts of the sketch. Lorne Michaels said upon reflection that he felt that it was in any way hurtful. It wasn't worth it. She's a kid who didn't choose to be in the public life. Myers even wrote an apology. Okay. 1994, Saturday Night Live. Chris Farley portrays then-newly elected Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Farley in the skit was bucktooth, fidgety, at times obnoxious, while Giuliani, played by Kevin Nealon, tried to give the speech. Remember Andrew Giuliani,
yes.
Little kid? He was a little rambunctious kid.
Yeah.
So they're mocking.
His attention stealing.
I got to YouTube that again. I remember that one.
That was funny.
2005, Saturday Night Live presented an adult Jenna Bush as being drunk. We know the troubles that the Bush daughters had.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, they loved the party.
In settle down. 2014, Elizabeth Lawton, communications director for Tennessee Rep. Stephen Fisher, confirmed to CNN that she planned to resign. Okay, because she criticized the Obama girls, Malia 16 and Sasha 13, for what she said was inappropriate outfits and their bored look during Wednesday's turkey partying. She said, "Dear Sasha, Malia, I get you're both in these awful teens, but you're a part of the first family. Try show a little class. At least respect the part you play. Then again, your mother and father don't respect their positions very much, or the nation for that matter," she added. "So I'm guessing you're coming up a little short in the good role model." Lawton went on to say, "Stretch yourself to rise to the occasion." She resigned after that. Okay, so that's a little background context for what first family's children have endured.
Right.
Okay, so do you guys feel that kids should be off limits? Personally, you.
Yeah, specifically the first family. I and also just famous people's children. They should just leave them out of it.
I say in general, for me personally,
yeah.
Leave all kids out of it.
Yeah.
Joe?
I would say the same thing because it's bullying is essentially what it is. It's bullying. They're part of what's going on, but not directly involved with it. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're minding their own business, essentially.
So we all agree, for our own personal taste, it's not a shot we would take.
It's yeah, exactly. So as a sort of a freedom of speech thing, as comedy writers,
well, we'll get there.
You know,
but for us personally, that's not where our comedic sensibilities go.
Right,
yeah,
we'll
no.
agree on that. Okay, right. If a non-comedian makes a joke about a kid, should they be punished? Your office coworker puts up a tweet about Barron Trump. Should the boss call him in, suspend him?
I don't think that they need to lose their jobs or even, like, lose their, you know, part of their livelihood, like being suspended or such. I mean, perhaps somebody speaking to them and saying, look, this is really off limits. And if there's a pattern of it, perhaps there has to be a bigger conversation. But have somebody losing their job because they had a moment of lack of clarity? No.
All you got to do is just say, take that down, please.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's it. Leave it at that.
A comedian makes that joke. Should they be punished? No, I say no. It's their job to make jokes. Not everyone's a hit.
I would say you can make the joke. If the audience doesn't like it, you'll find out.
You'll find out.
You shouldn't, and that's where the line is. You know, you do it, but you know.
Should she have apologized? I say no. You live by the joke, you die by the joke. It's out there. It's what we do.
Yeah, I don't think she should.
Give one
have
of those
fake
apologies. I'm sorry if you were offended.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Keep her credibility if she was going to do it. No, don't apologize.
Okay.
Keep your credibility.
Should she have been fired?
No.
No.
No. Suspended just to appease everybody, but fired, no.
Well, that's what it is. That's what it really is, appeasement. And I really can't stand by that, especially with Saturday Night Live's history of taking shots at kids, not during tweets that have nothing to do with this show, during their sketches.
Yeah.
During their sketches.
Yeah, they're being hypocrites.
And I also got a problem with the Trump people, that I assume a lot of them signed this petition, because they say, our guy tells it like it is, freedom of speech, we're tough, we're not snowflakes. Really? Really? You got to go after this woman?
Well, as much as comics are complaining about the left getting bent out of shape, you can't say this, you can't say that. When it comes to your side, to go, you know, that's a fan, that's kind of hypocritical.
Well, that's
what comes around goes around.
Well, that's what I always say. I go, both sides got jerks. That's what I always say.
And what comes around goes around. Exactly. So you know what? You got to take the, you know, if it's against you, you got to suck it up.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think Saturday Night Live does this if it's an on-screen cast member, like a Michael Shea,
mm-hmm.
who had the same tweet, who does the Weekend Update.
Right.
I don't think they suspend them if they do that.
No.
Leave them in.
So do we think Lorne Michaels is a hypocrite?
In this particular case, yes.
Yeah. How controversial he is all the time? Yeah, he is.
And do we think the Trump supporters that bullied this woman out of her job, are they hypocrites?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Talk about snowflakes.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of glad we all agree on this.
Yeah.
Well, because them all protest, that's jumping on the bandwagon.
So we all agree it's not something we would do.
Right.
But no. She did it. It's not worth all this big uproar.
Yeah, it's not worth firing the woman.
You know, the whole thing. It's
all right, let's combine some drunks in the news with a bitches be crazy. Let's do that. So let me pull up the music.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
Not yet. But wait, there's more.
Bitches be crazy. Bitches be crazy.
It's a twofer. All right, first let's talk about what our next guest did, and then we'll get into it. Well, actually, first let's do the Benjamin Franklin drinking term. This week's Benjamin Franklin drinking term killed his dog. You get drunk, yeah. He killed his dog, Joe. Killed his dog. It was a schnauzer.
Yeah.
That's a bit extreme.
It's a little much. Hmm. You know what you did. You killed your dog.
He looks like he killed his dog.
Yes, in that voice. Okay. Police say a Pennsylvania woman drove into a river to avoid arrest, then ignored officers and continued drinking beer as she floated in the vehicle. The York Daily Record reports police approached the woman near a boat launch Monday to arrest her for fleeing from them earlier. She was wanted for running a stop sign. They say she hit the gas and barreled into Susquehanna River.
Susquehanna.
They say officers tried to communicate with her, but she just ignored them and drank her beer.
Why were we in a good time?
Sure. They killed the bus.
You got a boat now.
Yeah. A fire department boat brought the woman back to shore. Merrily, 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 I may add.
Life's but a dream.
Yes. The woman was taken to York Hospital, and police continue to investigate. Her name has not been released. No, we're not going to release her name, but she is here with us. This is an ongoing investigation, but she wants to give her side of the story, and we have questions.
Why?
That's because that's what we do here. It kind of fills the segment.
Okay.
Why'd you run the stop sign?
What stop sign? Nobody tells me what to do.
Well, there's a sign that says stop. That's what
No, there's nothing there. That was a big lollipop.
Are you drunk now?
What? No. Mm-hmm. No.
Why were you running from the cops? Are you trying to get a beer down there?
No. Yes.
This is a no fun zone.
Hey, you're pretty cute. you're pretty cute, officer. Are you into older women with big jugs?
There's no police here. These are recreational handcuffs. What is wrong with you?
Are you a fireman?
Joe, show her the hose. Anyway.
Show me your hose.
Unfurl it. You wish. Why did you drive into the river?
Long flume supreme! Hey, you guys want Taco Bell? I'm really friggin' hungry. Wait, bacon and eggs. No, grilled cheese. No, pepperoni pizza. I'm so freaking hungry. You guys want to go out?
I'm imagining there's a man in your life that drinks even more than you do.
I don't have to. What? There's lots of men in my life, baby. Do you want to be one of them?
I'm gonna have to exterminate the den. Oh, I shouldn't have said that out loud. Anyway, would it have been a party foul if you didn't finish your beers?
Absolutely. Wait, I have a beer left? Don't tease me. Throw me a cold one.
Joe, throw her a 2x4.
2x4, throw an anchor.
Does this keg make me look fat?
No. The 900 extra pounds do.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, if I had a cooler, would you mind if I jumped off the bank and swam out to the car with you?
No, I don't mind that. I like to float.
Always
your...
Always time for a party.
I like to see your flotation device.
What beer goes best with floating in your car?
Floodweiser is the best. But,
Floodweiser?
But any raft beer will do. I just like a lot.
you gotta like an alcoholic with puns, Joe.
Yeah.
We'll call her Rapunzel for the rest of the segment.
Draft Punzel.
Now, what kind of car were you driving when you drove it into the river? Like I'm drinking, too.
I don't friggin' know. It had wheels.
You don't know what kind of car you drove? You just dropped in?
I just went in. It was like a log flume. It floats. It floats really good.
So did you understand the gravity of the situation, or you just didn't care?
Well, there was no gravity. It was floating.
Stupid.
No.
Rapunzel told you.
That's right.
She might have slurred stupid, but I'll get right to the point with it.
That's right.
How bad are you at this? Are you hoping to get a beer sponsorship?
I tried to get that, like NASCAR. Look, I got everybody in the bar to buy me a beer and sign my shirt. Look.
why are you shouting?
I'm shouting? Yeah. Look, the two girls signed on the back, too.
What?
Did everybody sign my
She's
shirt?
She's drunk, stupid.
What? NASCAR.
Are those separate or equal?
They're separate, but only because my bra. Uplift and separate.
Classic bit. Rivera's called. They want their jokes back. Anyway. Are you the evil Knievel of alcoholics?
I'm not evil. Jesus drank wine. Jesus made wine. Oh, imagine if Jesus had been in that river. Best rafting trip ever.
You would have been able to walk across and get out.
Now he's using my jokes. I guess we're borrowing from everybody's act tonight. Yeah.
Hey, I like you. You're cute. Are you a fireman?
Joke to write.
Are you a fireman? Why are you holding up your finger at him?
Now, would you do that again? Would you get drunk and go back in your car and then go back out to sea?
Every friggin' day.
Really?
Twice on Sunday.
So, listen, you got the press. We know how important that is. What's next for you? What big plans you have?
At least a 12-pack. Got a pregame for later. Wait, what are you doing later, officer? My back seat's almost dry.
I'll just throw this couple of trouts that are flapping around and back, and then I'll be making a night.
Trouser trout, yeah.
Get her out of here. Right. I've had enough of this.
Come on, let's go.
Get Rapunzel out of here. You're done. You're cut off.
Woo! Yeah, back out to the river, as you call it, the parking lot.
All right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out. Remember, you can listen to the whole show unedited at davinsden.com. Like us on Facebook, Davin's Den. Follow us on Twitter at Davin's Den. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please, please, please keep on listening. Take this alcoholic with you.